Well, today is the last day of campaigning for the candidates running for U.S. Senate in New Jersey's special election. Polls show Democrat Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, in the lead, but Republican Steve Lonergan has made some headway. A new poll out this morning from Quinnipiac University has Booker ahead 54% to 40%. Other polls have Lonergan trailing by as much as 22 points. Meantime, both candidates will be hitting the trail today in a final push to sway voters. Joining us now to talk about what the candidates are doing is Heather Haddon, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. So, you know, the election is tomorrow, and you've reported that Cory Booker scheduled 16 campaign stops from Saturday through Monday, and Steve Lonergan had 14 events. So a lot of activity in these final days. What's each candidate's message to voters in the final push here? And let's start with Steve Lonergan. What's he saying? What's his message?
Yeah, they've really been crisscrossing the state over the last few days or the weekend. They will as well today. And both are really trying to hone their bases at this point. So former Mayor Steve Lonergan has been talking a lot about this race really being a referendum on President Obama. He's campaigned heavily against Obamacare and certain policies by the administration, and is trying to present himself as the limited government candidate. So he had a really big rally on Saturday with former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin that drew out a lot of Tea Party and other conservative support, and he's really just hammering against both President Obama and Cory Booker in this race. While the Newark mayor is also really getting into his base Democratic voters right now, like the events today he has are in Newark, Hoboken, so focusing in on cities, and he is really just going after Lonergan in the last few days, painting him as a radical Tea Party candidate who has, if he was elected, would sort of contribute to this shutdown mentality we have in Congress right now. So he's really honing in on more of a negative message than he had in the past, that this candidate could be dangerous for the country.
You know, the polls have been all over the place, all showing Booker ahead, but, you know, ahead anywhere from like just 10 points to up to 22 points. What accounts for that disparity?
Yeah, the polls have been, it's hard to interpret them. A new one comes out every day, and it shows the split being very different. And like you said, they range currently from 10 points to 22nd points. What that seems to reflect is how unprecedented this race is. We haven't had a special election on a statewide level in New Jersey in decades, let alone on a Wednesday. So the turnout models are really unpredictable here. The pollsters I talked to for the story predicted anywhere between 30% and 40% of New Jersey's 5 million electorate. Then you add another variable there is how much of each party will come out, how much in terms of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. So each pollster has their own mix of parties that they expect to come out, and that in part is attributable for the wide range of numbers here. And each campaign has their own spin on the polls. So the Booker campaign has said that the polls have been undersampling. Democrats have too many independents. They say their candidate is going to win by a larger margin than these polls show, while the Lonergan internal polls show them with quite a tighter race, you know, in single digits. So
this is a very high-profile race, though. Cory Booker is, you know, kind of a superstar nationwide. You know, who would benefit from a low turnout or a big turnout?
Again, that's another question mark. So traditionally, low turnout races in New Jersey tend to benefit Republicans. They tend to be the more motivated voters that will come out, especially on a strange day as a Wednesday. But the pollsters, again, I talked to you, said they really can't predict it. This is, when it comes down to it, a race of the more motivated base. So Cory Booker has a much higher profile than Steve Lonergan. And so his base might just be more motivated. They might come out in a larger degree than Republicans, who some who I think have started to become a little bit more turned off by Steve Lonergan, and especially his performance in the last debate, which ruffled some feathers. So, again, we'll have to see.
Just briefly to wrap up, you know, when you look back at this race, what do you think are the big issues that New Jersey voters are likely to have at the top of their minds when they head to the polls tomorrow?
I think what's going on in Congress right now, you know, the shutdown has really played a big part in the debates. They've both been asked about this. And just really, their style is just so different. So, you know, Cory Booker is really the liberal in this race. You know, he's campaigned a lot on his record in Newark. He's also campaigned a lot on his work with Governor Christie. He's tried to paint himself as the bipartisan candidate, the one who can go down in Washington, D.C. and work with Republicans immediately, while Steve Lonergan is trying to present himself as the absolute alternative, limited government, you know, delaying Obamacare for a year, honing back on entitlement programs.
Right.
So it's really a stark contrast between the two.
All right. Thank you so much, Heather.
Okay. Thank you.
Heather Haddon covers politics for The Wall Street Journal. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.